You've landed at the 13 Moons Women's Temple podcast with your hosts, Sam and Leela.
Beautiful. Let's talk about the eclipse.
There's almost really no words to how extraordinary the time is right now. The eclipse that we're in is a hybrid solar eclipse. And what that means is that there are two types of solar eclipses. There is the annular eclipse, which happens when the moon covers the center of the sun and leaves a ring of light around the moon, and it's that beautiful ring of red golden light. The other type of eclipse is the total eclipse, where the moon is closer to the earth and therefore appears to completely cover the sun, so we don't get that ring. So the annular eclipse is when the moon is further away from the earth and we see the ring of the light, and then the total eclipse is when the moon is close to the earth and we don't see the sun at all. In a hybrid solar eclipse, we experience both. So what happens is that the moon or the earth in our orbits and rotation, we are having a shift of perception. And so the moon will take the position of the annular eclipse first and make that ring. And then then it will appear to become a full total eclipse. So it will fully eclipse the sun, and then as it continues on its journey, it becomes an annular eclipse again, and then that ring comes back. So we'll have that transition where we have the ring of the light of the sun, we have no sun at all, and then we'll have the ring of the light of the sun, and then the moon will continue on its journey. And this is a very, it's very rare to actually be able to witness this happening. A hybrid eclipse happens roughly once a decade, or sometimes seven times within 100 years. But given your location on the earth, the chances that you'll actually be able to see it with your own eyes is really rare. So if you're in Western Australia tonight, and up towards Timor, you know, that is the path where you're able to see it this evening. Why this is so extraordinary is that to have this transitioning of the light is almost like a retrograde in its experience. So this is a time, this is a portal where time is not behaving in a linear fashion. Like literally as we are sitting here right now, time is moving forwards and then shifting and maneuvering and changing. And so we are finding ourselves in this energetic state of complete and total discombobulation, where that which is reality is not reality, and then is reality again, and then is not reality. And then when we come out of that discombobulation, we really are almost like going through a rebirth, where what was real wasn't real, maybe was real isn't real again, and then what do you want to do with that? And this is the journey of this eclipse. It's also the marking of eclipse season. So this is actually also a catalyst point for what will transpire over this moon cycle. Gosh, there's so much to talk about. The full moon that comes after tonight's new moon will also be an eclipse. Now, eclipses have the opportunity to hyper-accelerate your destiny, to really bring about in a very abrupt way. This is how I like to see it, and Sam may have a different concept or approach to understanding eclipses, but over a solar eclipse, you can have this opportunity where your destiny just like lands on you, or that which is really ready to fall away just falls away, and it can be really quite jolting and sudden, and we don't really know what to do with that. And then you layer over that this maneuvering of time behaving differently, it can feel very confusing and discombobulating, or potentially we really have the opportunity because we're all meditators, because we actually are on a spiritual journey, because you are on a journey of self-inquiry, this is where you do not need to, we don't need to lay down in the fear and in the confusion. We can actually use this as a catapult for a quite an awesome acceleration of your consciousness. And to mark this, you know, we were talking just before we came on, and it occurred to us that the last hybrid eclipse was in 2013. So you might like to think back to 2013, or over these next few days, contemplate on what was happening for you 10 years ago. And as we were tuning in, Sam, and as you're talking, like I was really remembering, I was having such profound spiritual awakenings like back 10 years ago. I was kind of really coming into this, and my dreams were very prolific, and I'm starting to like remember, wow, like these things that set me on my spiritual journey 10 years ago, I'm seeing the synchronicities of the messages that are coming through, and we cannot accentuate more or emphasize rather, sorry, more. You cannot deny synchronicities right now. These are profound messages for you, and this is a part of the acceleration. And don't take the synchronicities for granted, because they won't be here quite like they are over this portal. Sam, would you like to talk about the constellation?
Yes, maybe briefly.
We could do a podcast about it as well.
Yes, but just to say, so what's lovely tonight is tropical and sidereal astrology both have the new moon solar eclipse placed in Aries. However, if you actually get out your sky app right now and look up and find the moon, which is quite hard to do because it's a black circle. We'll post a picture actually later because I sent one to Leela. But it's like,
yeah, I'm going to share it right now while you're talking.
Cool. So the point is that actually the new moon solar eclipse is closer to a constellation called Cetus. And that's, yeah. Than it is to, unfortunately, you can't see Aries on there, but it's closer to, see, this is where, Leela's going to put her arrow on where the moon is. Yeah.
And can you see that?
Yeah. And so what we actually want to consider, see that black thing there, that's where the moon is. And Cetus is actually known as the sea monster. But this woman I was actually listening to, I really liked, she was describing it as the whale. And it's very interesting because it seems that the sun is actually, or the moon is actually sort of bypassing Aries. It's sort of coming, just missing Aries. And what she was describing is that we're in a void right now. It's like we're in a void time, which actually makes perfect sense if we think about the eclipse as being a portal. And so although we're in this Cetus whale-like constellation, we are also in the void and actually in the gateway for a birth canal that we're moving through right now, which is really, really powerful. And that there's many other aspects to explore with it. But I think when you look at the sky and you start to contemplate, wow, that actually is there, we're not actually even really in the Aries constellation, then It just makes you just feel the sense of the void that an eclipse causes even more. And this discombobulation, that's discombobulating. Just to even go, I don't even know what's happening. If you're doing, I don't even know what's happening, then that's really what this is about. It's okay to not know what's happening. But in the not knowing what's happening, we have to drop into that trust of actually feeling and noticing what is occurring within you and around you. So it's, can we be awake to it? And so it's interesting to contemplate whale medicine at this time. So just and those of you that are on our journey for the Venus Gateways, there's a Venus Gateway on Sunday. Are you going to talk about this as well? Or do you want, should I carry on?
I can. Oh, carry on. Yeah, carry
but
on.
On Sunday, we're going into a Venus Gateway, and the Venus Gateway is the throat chakra. And so what's really beautiful about this is that actually, if you think about the song of the whale, the sound of the whale, it's really, I just have this idea that it's about us being able to communicate in a way that is not of this world, and learning how to remember how to communicate in a way that isn't of this world, which means that we, in opening our throat chakras through this Venus Gateway, we actually will really start to step into some of our forgotten gifts of telepathy, of being able to communicate without actually not being able to see the words. And this is where the sutras really become very, very helpful, because therefore it is the seed of the thought that will be communicated, not actually what's said. So if you are not a meditator, then you will start to be, and you are, you know, and time is accelerating, then it could be that you actually start to communicate telepathically thoughts that perhaps you don't want to share, because you're actually not in control of those thoughts. And the way to get back in control of those thoughts is to be in full integrity with your truth and the truth of your soul. And that's really what this journey through this portal of this eclipse is all about. And I think this journey of the retrograding of the eclipse, there's going to be a lot of things that are going to come back up for you that perhaps you haven't considered since, you know, 10 years ago or whatever. And this is an opportunity actually to consider, was I in my integrity? Was I in integrity with my soul? And how would it be for you to commit today to living a life that is in full integrity with your soul? What would that mean? Is it even possible for you to contemplate that? I mean, in every area of your life, not just here in circle, sitting on a yoga mat, every single area, even down to, I was thinking it today, a friend of mine messaged and we were meant to be meeting, and I actually, you know, could have easily just said, you know, something that wouldn't have been entirely truthful. I could have said, well, actually I've got to do, you know, Poppy's got to do this. But instead I thought, no, I have to, complete transparency. I'm too exhausted to do that. We have to come back to this kind of true integrity in all areas, not just one area, and not thinking that if we speak our truth, it's going to hurt another. It's actually, if we can start doing this, be in that full integrity, we're actually going to offer the other. And as a result of that, then, you know, it was received in the right way. And that's just, you know, and that's why I'm sharing it, because we have a very, I think it's become very easy for us to make those sort of, you know, little excuses that aren't actually 100% truthful. And that is not an integrity. And that is actually the place to start. Start there. Start with those little truths. And I think they're going to catch up with you during this eclipse period, or become, you know, noticeable.
So the other aspect that's important for the process is that right now there is no process. Tonight, tomorrow, your dreams, your downloads, everything, that they're just that. Just be in the, I guess, be in the soup of it all, be in the pool of everything without needing to do anything with anything, where just be in the timelessness of it all. Try and really do your best to not hold on to anything. Don't even hold on to anything that you think. This is not a time to be deciding or anything. If someone says something to you and it pisses you off, just let it go. If someone says something to you and it's the coolest thing you've ever heard, just let it go. This is about being in this magical, mystical fluidity and the timelessness. It is also a new moon. So we, and with the Venus gate activating on Sunday, we wanted to just remind you that Saturday and Sunday are potentially the days where you may like to put some organization and some structure to your life for this moon cycle. But again, remembering that we're in an eclipse season, there is another eclipse coming on the full moon in 2 weeks' time. And so really it's about trying to remain as fluid as you possibly can over this period. But if there is anything that you're needing to sort of set intention or work towards, Saturday and Sunday would be the days to you know, commit to that. But yeah, it would be my invitation to stay as dreamlike as you can and let the magic of that permeate yourselves.
Mm. And so just very quickly, the other little aspect, and it's not even little, there's a Pluto square that's also occurring at the moment. People will have heard about this. The tropical astrologers are talking about this. There's quite a lot of fear mongering about this. Basically, Pluto's like one of my favorite planets because it is basically the ruler of Scorpio. That's like sex, drugs, and rock and roll. It's all that stuff where, you know, it takes us to the deep, dark places we don't want to go. It is the pulling and lifting of the rock, which is exactly what an eclipse does. It lifts the rock so that you see what's underneath the rock. Pluto is just simply inviting you to look into the shadow and to actually learn how to love what is potentially called the shadow too, and to recognize that there is no aspect of yourself that is not lovable, and to actually sit in the realms of recognition that in order to live an awakened life, we have to become fully accepting of the fact that death is part of it. It is in the absolute acceptance, or I was talking about in my class there, there's other words that were used, but actually let's just say acceptance. Yeah, it's an understanding that death is as inevitable as your next breath, that you find the ultimate freedom in life. And really, that's the energy that Pluto is inviting you to explore. And that is challenging. I'm not going to doubt that. For some of us, that can bring up fear. It can bring up some trauma, can bring up memories. But that will be part of the journey that you will be invited to explore during this cycle. And if it's okay, on that note, we'll come into the meditation because it works perfectly. Do you need to say anything else? No. Beautiful. And so on that note, I wanted to start with a meditation that supports this and supports us in this process, because in order to bring about a new earth or a new way of living, we have to actually address the fear that we have around it. Change is something that many of us fear. Just sit for a moment and contemplate how you feel about change. Because your relationship with death and change are the same. And so when we contemplate fear, it's what happens when fear comes up in my life. Do I try and leave it underneath the rock, or am I happy to sit with it and to be with it? Because once we can say what we fear, it holds nothing over us anymore. So this meditation is a meditation using a beautiful mantra, the Shatra Chatra Varti mantra, which Lila will put into the box thing. I don't know what to call that. This meditation is used to alleviate anxiety, depression, insecurity, and fear. It also brings about victory. Such a great word. Just say that to yourself. Practice saying words these next few days. Victory. Such a great word. It gives self-command and self-grace. It is said to stimulate the thalamus, the hypothalamus glands. And by chanting it, we connect to royal courage and radiance.
Thank you for taking the time to be with us on this podcast episode. These are sound bites and conversations about things we think are important to support the collective ascension towards more love, acceptance, hope, and harmony on the planet Earth. Together, we can continue to support each other through conversations that need to be held. If you've enjoyed this episode, please do share it with your people. We would love it if you subscribe to our channel and even rate the podcast if you feel called to. You can also find us and follow us on Instagram, Facebook, YouTube, and Spotify just by searching the 13 Moons Women's Temple.